You are now listening to the Music Business Dreams podcast, brought to you by KDMR Music.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 33 of the Music Business Dreams podcast. I'm your host, Brandon, from KDMR Music, and I'm really excited about today's episode. We're talking to Dani Felt, and she's a really amazing artist, mindset coach, and she's got a lot of other things going for her as well. But before we get into that, I just want to thank you guys and shout out some of you guys. I feel like I just was telling you guys last week that our YouTube video or our YouTube channel was about to hit 700 subscribers. We are 3 subscribers away from hitting 800 at the time I'm recording this. We'll probably hit it by the time this goes live. So thank you guys for watching these videos, subscribing to the channel. It just lets me know that you guys are really hungry for this knowledge. And so it's great to know that this is something that's helpful for you guys. So thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing with your friends. And on that same token, a lot of you guys are joining the Indie Club as well. We've gotten a lot of new members in the last week, I'd say. So thank you guys for being so committed to finding success in your music careers. And of course, thank you for trusting me to help you find that success and be a part of that journey. Now that that's out of the way, of course, if you do want to subscribe to our YouTube channel, it's youtube.com/KDMR Music. And if you're looking to join the Indie Club, it's our free networking community where we answer questions about the music business and we share articles and resources and all sorts of things so that you can succeed in the business. And of course, you can network with other artists and music industry professionals as well. So it's always a plus. And if you want to join that community, it is at kdmr.us/indieclub. The link is in the show notes, and it's absolutely free. So again, today I'm talking to Dani Felt. Now, Dani is a music business consultant. She's like an artist concierge, and she's the founder of the Artist Plugin Program, which is a really amazing mindset and strategy course where she kind of gets you from just making music in your bedroom and feeling like this is a hobby to, okay, I can legitimately make money with this as a career. But again, a great part of it is that she connects you with people that you're going to need, whether it's mixing engineers, publishing companies, and things like that. And so we talked about her start in the industry, of course. We've talked about her journey. Of course, she started as a songwriter, and we've talked about the programs that she offers now. Now, if you are interested in the program that she's going to mention, I do want you to stick around to the end. I'm going to tell you how you can get up to $50 off that program. But you've got to act fast because that deal ends next Sunday night, the 22nd. But if you're interested in that, of course, stick around to the end. And I'm super excited to present to you my conversation with Dani. Well, Dani, thanks again for agreeing to be on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, no problem. No problem. So I want to start by just asking or getting some background information on you. You know, who are you? How'd you get started in the industry? And for people who don't know you, what do you do?
Do you want the long answer or the short answer?
Whichever answer you're willing to tell.
Okay, so originally I wanted to be an artist, like just a singer. That was like my biggest passion. And then when I went to school and I studied the music business, I ended up starting a music blog and realized I really love the business side too and the promoting side. So I started a blog just for fun. I was like, oh, this is just going to be like a tiny blog, no big deal. And ended up reaching over 300 interviews. And then I ended up writing a book about it. And then I started doing events and showcases. And then I started doing consulting. And it's even longer story than that. But basically, I fell in love with the business side. And I started a artist development program to help musicians and a consulting agency because I realized there's just like a missing piece that musicians don't know where to go after they make their songs. Like, what do they do after? So I wanted to kind of connect them to some of those people to help them.
Right, right. And so starting out, what was it about the business that kind of entranced you to the point where you're like, maybe I don't want to be a singer?
Oh, I still want to be a singer. I'm still making music.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing that made me most interested about the business is the unpredictability of it. It was like playing a game. Like, you try things and see what happens, and you try things and you see what happens. And there's not like one right path for the music industry. It's not just like, okay, you do this step, do these steps, and then you're successful 100%. Because there's always like setbacks. There are always like, there's just always things that aren't predictable. And I think that's why I love it so much. Like, it's a challenge. Right. And you have to come up with strategies, and you have to, you know, go back to like what you really want. And it's just, there's just so much to it. It's not just like simple. It's not like predictable. Like, you're just an accountant and you have a job, and then, you know, you go every day doing the same things, and that's it. It's like, no, one day your song could get in a really big blog and change your life, and, like, you know, another day could get, like, featured with, like, a really big artist, and you never know what that artist would, like, what that would happen, like, what would happen, like, when you're featured with that artist, and, like, who will connect with you, and I don't know. I just think it's exciting and fun and not predictable.
Right. Now, what are some things that you may have assumed about the industry before you really got into it that your eyes were open to, that were like, okay, wow, this is how it works, not like this?
Well, I think I used to think it was really easy to be famous. Like, when I watched, like, American Idol and The Voice, I was just like, oh, like, you just, like, go in a contest and then that's it. You know, like, it's just that easy. But then I auditioned for The Voice and realized it's not just like, you know, you don't just like sing in front of the judges right away. You know, you're like singing in front of all these different groups. And then, like, even if you get past that group, then you have to do another group and another group. And it's like, it's very, very highly, highly, highly competitive. And you realize how competitive is it when you're in, like, the room with, like, thousands of other singers.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, wow, this is, like, not so easy. I used to be, like, really naive about the industry. I remember this one guy, like, apparently he told me, like, my song was on the radio, but, like, every time that it was on the radio, like, I was out of the country, so I could never hear it. He's like, oh, yeah, your song's going to the radio. We wrote this song with you, and it's going to be on the radio. And it was very strange. Like, he had me write a song with his, like, music and told me to copyright it. And it was just, like, a very shady thing. And I ended up never hearing back from him eventually, but... you know, it made me realize you can't just, like, trust everybody in this industry. You have to be really careful and really make sure you build the right relationships and people, because there's, like, a lot of fake people in the industry, and there's a lot of people that will try to take advantage of artists, like, all the time.
Right.
So it's really important to keep your guard up and stay really focused on your goals and not, like, get too off of what you want to do and listen to your heart, too, as corny as that sounds.
Right. Now, so I'm reading your bio, and it looks like you got your bachelor's degree in marketing communications. And then how soon after that did you move to New York?
I graduated college, and then I auditioned for The Voice. And auditioning for The Voice actually inspired me to move to New York City. And I ended up living with the person that I stayed with for the audition.
Mm-hmm.
So I realized, like, she was, like, losing her job. And so it was, like, a really good opportunity for me to, like, to pay her rent and stuff like that. And if I never went to audition, I don't think I would have been inspired to move there, because I had to stay there for overnight. And the only part of New York City I really knew was, like, Times Square. And I used to think, like, New York was just Times Square.
Right.
And then I stayed in her apartment and realized, like, holy snap. Like, there's a lot of other parts of New York City besides Times Square. And it is so cool. And just, like, I wanted to be around singers. Like, I had a music blog at that point. So I just wanted to go there for my business and for my music and to work with people. So, Yeah, like pretty much right after college, I moved to New York City. And then I moved there without a job because I got in a car accident a year before that. And so I sued the person that hit me at a red light and then got to move there without a job for like 6 months. So it was pretty crazy.
Got you. And I was just about to ask about how it is establishing roots in a new city. My younger brother moved to New York City right after he graduated. He works in the fashion industry. And I mean, the cost of living is so high. I mean, he pays to share an apartment, to share a 2-bedroom. He pays the same as I pay for a full 3-bedroom apartment in North Carolina, right? So just that fact can be overwhelming. And I know it sounds like you had a little bit of a cushion because of that settlement. But let's talk about, you know, the practical steps you took to establish income after that settlement was done.
Absolutely. Yeah, so at one point I was like, you know, my parents were like, Danny, like, you either have to find a job or you have to move home. Like, mm-hmm. That was it. So I was like, all right, like, I'm running out of time. I need to take this seriously. So I printed off, like, 100 copies of my resume and walked to every restaurant I could possibly find and just, like, gave my resume. And I didn't expect anything except to be a hostess. And then I found this restaurant, and they took me in and made me their marketing manager, like, the next day. And, like, before I knew it, I was, like, doing all the marketing and events for this restaurant. It was pretty crazy. So you have to hustle. I mean, you have to get yourself out there. You can't just, like, give yourself excuses. If you want to live in New York, it's not the place to have excuses. Like, people are very mentally strong there, and you will totally fail if you do not become mentally strong there. So it is, like, very important to, like, no excuses. If you want to do anything in your life, you got to just go do it. You got to take action. You got to be prepared. You got to research. You can't just, like, sit there and hope. Like, you have to go do it.
Right. Now, so, excuse me. So you are working at a restaurant full time, doing marketing and management for them. But at the same time, you're establishing yourself in the music scene. So how are you managing that?
It was not easy, to be honest. I actually got really sick from the stress of working at the restaurant because it was a very negative environment. And so you have to be really careful. I mean, you want to make money, but you also need to feel good because it affects your health. And, you know, it wasn't like the healthiest food. So like that was partly like contribution to it too. But I ended up having to go home for like 6 months and realizing that, you know, I need to only work there part-time because my body, like, is saying no. Like, I need to find other ways to make money. So I ended up doing that and then working part-time for another music production company, and I just felt, like, so much better. It was just better energy. So I highly recommend people are looking for jobs to really pay attention to how they feel, like energetically, you know, not just, like, for the money because health is 100% first, and you know, if you don't have that, it doesn't matter like how much money you're making. So that's super, super important.
Right. And so what was the job that you were doing for the music production company?
Everything from answering phone calls to emails to running QuickBooks and a lot of things I didn't really know much about doing, but I just kind of jumped into it. But I got the job kind of like without an interview because I actually interviewed them in the past on my music blog. That is why it is like so important to build strong relationships in the music industry because it really makes a big difference and people remember you. You never know like even an intern where they're going to be in like 3 years. You can end up at, like, Warner Music. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important to, like, build those relationships and, like, keep positive with everyone. Try not to burn any bridges because they could be ahead of you at some point. And you don't want to, like, you don't want them to remember you as, like, not nice or not respectful person. Like, you want to be nice to everybody no matter what.
Right. And, I mean, especially in the music industry where, you know, there's only like 4 major companies, right? So people are bound to run into each other. And if you meet anyone with any kind of ambition, they are going to move up in the world. And so you don't want, like you said, you don't want to be remembered as that person that gave someone a hard time or were difficult to work with, because that can really turn you off to opportunities in the future.
Absolutely.
However, it's also really important to have boundaries and make sure you're with the right people. So if someone does disrespect you, like, there's definitely been people that I haven't got along with in the past, you know, and the best thing to do is just to stay away from them, but not to cause drama about it, you know, not to talk bad about them on social media, not to, like, badmouth them to people, you know. It's just, like, realizing, like, who's good, who has good intention, like, who has good vibe with you, and, like, sticking with those people. Stick with the people that believe in you, that support you, that want to help you, that you can cross-promote with, you know, and stay away from the people that bring you down.
Right. Now, so you were running a music blog. How long did you run this blog?
Let's see. I started in 2011. Mm-hmm. I originally had a business partner in London because I had an internship in London, and that's actually how everything started. But then it got hard because he got a full-time job, and it's just like he didn't have the same amount of time to really work on it, and I was getting frustrated with him.
Mm-hmm.
So I bought the business from him, brought in another business partner, and we wrote a book together, and we ended up parting ways a couple years ago just because it just didn't work out. You know, sometimes people just aren't the right match for each other to work together. Mm-hmm. But then I started a second company, which I launched, I think, about 2 years ago, 2 or 3 years ago. So that was the best decision I ever made because I had my own business back, you know. It's different when you have, like, a partner and you have to, you know, things just change over time. But Wow. You don't usually have the same control over your company when you have a business partner. But business partners can be great. This just didn't work out. So I was just really glad to have a new company, Danny Felt Consultants, which is now the Music Industry Mastery, LLC, and be able to just have full control of my business and who I work with and my team and my clients and things like that. So... yeah.
Gotcha. So let's talk about the book really quickly. The book is called In the Spotlight, Over 100 Voices in Music. And what was the goal of that book when you wrote it?
The goal of the book was to showcase advice from over 100 different people in the music industry. So basically, I had over 300 interviews that my business partner and I had conducted over the years. And we wanted a way to show it to people in an easy read, basically. So we took, like, certain questions and, like, got the answers from, like, 100 different people and, like, posted them in the book. Plus we had, like life coaching questions, and, like, I shared my story and she shared her story. And so it was all about inspiring people to follow their dreams and giving them a serious guide and insight on musicians and producers and publicists and all kinds of people in the industry. We also featured the founder of Reverb Nation, the founder of Pledge Music, Trevor Gale, the ex-vice president of CSAC, and other really big names. So it was a really great opportunity to also build relationships with them as well. And, you know, give the opportunity to showcase over 100 different independent artists. So it was like a very great cross promotion and opportunity for a lot of different people.
Nice. And what was the feedback for the book?
People really liked it. People really enjoyed it. We had, like, a launch party, and, you know, overall people loved it. But when me and my business partner broke up, we kind of took the book down, so it's not really available anymore. But that's okay. If someone really wants it and they're listening to this podcast, I'm happy to email them a copy, like a PDF. That's totally fine.
Okay, cool. And so once after you guys parted ways, like you said, you started Danny Felt Consultants. And, you know, could you talk a little bit more about the work that you do? I know you've renamed the company since then.
Sure. So Danny Felt Consultants, known as Music Industry Mastery now, is a music consulting agency. So we help artists match with the right service providers, as well as provide one-on-one coaching with me, as well as our Artist Development Academy. An artist can come to me and be like, okay, like, I just, they could either have not made any music and say, like, okay, I need help, like, creating, like, an album or a single, or they could be done their music, like they just produce their album, and they need like guidance on what to do next. So I would introduce them to publicists, to press release writers, bio writers, web designers, logo designers, album cover designers, music videographers, photographers, stylists. It just goes on and on.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, it's all about helping connect artists to the right people. And I usually have, like, multiple of everything because I realize that not everyone clicks with everybody. So it's important to really find the right people for everyone.
Right. And so really quickly, for an artist who is just starting out, because it sounds like that's who you typically will work with, what are some of the things that they don't always have in place that you think are really important for anyone, no matter where you are, what stage you are?
I absolutely believe in a strong website. It doesn't have to be a fancy website, but just like having professional photos on the website, having an easy place for people to hear their music, because I get really impatient. Like, people have no attention span these days, so like if your music isn't on the website easily to just click it, a lot of times it takes time to actually go back to Spotify and try to find them after that. So it's a lot better if their music's like super easy, like there's like a SoundCloud link or some kind of play button like right away, so people can like find their music and know what they sound like very fast. Having a place to collect your emails is important, because how else are you going to have fans,
right,
you know, and communicate with your audience? Having a contact form is important. Having, you know, lyric videos or music videos on your website is important. A professional bio, a press kit for sending to booking agents, so even just having something on Reverb Nation, you know, just having like a strong presence and really looking professional is all super important.
And when artists come to you, do they typically have any of those things in place? Do you feel like artists, because I feel like, you know, right now we're in a point where information about the music industry is not hard to find. So it's like, if you want to be an artist, you know, now is the best time, because there are so many people like you and like others that I've interviewed who are giving out that information and telling people, okay, you need to do this, this, and this. But I've noticed even when people come to me, it's like they don't have really any of this information. And I'm like, wow, like it seems like there's information everywhere. Do you find it the same way, or do you feel like artists are becoming more educated as time goes on?
I think it depends on the artist. I mean, my program, like the Artist Plugin program, it teaches artists to think like a business, because they are a business at the end of the day. Like, they're selling a product, music, and their brand is a product, you know? If they're taking it seriously, especially if they want to get sponsorships and stuff. So I think it just depends. I think some artists, they don't see their blind spots. I think that's just like in general, a lot of people can't, because they're so used to looking at them, you know, their own view of things. So they don't realize things that they're missing because they're so busy, most likely working on their music and their art. But I mean, some people have everything together, and I still work with people that have everything together, because they have, like, higher level, like, services. If they already, like, if they're looking more for, like, press, and they already have all that, like, beginner stuff, basically. And then some artists just have no idea where to start. So it really just depends on the artist and, you know, how much they have researched and how much they've educated. The coolest part about working with me is that I already have a Rolodex of over 40 different people to work with. So instead of them having to, like, spend the time and asking their friends, do you know a logo designer? Do you know a producer? Do you know a stylist? Do you know what this? How should I start? I can just be like, all right, like, let's get your branding down. Like, let's do your social media. Like, let's get your Instagram followers. So it just makes their life a lot easier than having to, like, spend all this time researching, like, all these different people. And, you know, I really like to help people one-on-one and really work with them and make sure that they're happy and they're working with the right people. And yeah.
So you mentioned the Artist Plugin program, so I want to talk about that. I'll let you explain. What is the Artist Plugin program?
Okay, so I'm a pretty spiritual person, and so I wanted to build an online artist development academy that is a more holistic approach to being an artist. So It helps them first with their mindset, because a lot of people in the music industry, especially artists, have a really awful mindset, especially around money and manifesting. And you hear them talk a lot about, oh my God, it's so hard to make music. It's so hard to be an artist. No one cares about my music. You know, like, I'm always broke in the music industry. It's impossible to make money as an artist. And, you know, because I believe in law of attraction and manifesting, that is the worst affirmation to say if you want to be successful in the music industry, right? So the first thing we teach artists is the mindset shift, and to really start thinking in a different way, to start thinking more positively. Even if you don't believe you're going to be a millionaire overnight, there's like a middle ground, you know? Money can come in different ways. Money can come in many different ways. You know, you could get a random birthday money, you know, surprise. Like, someone could, me and my mom were, like, in line, and this girl just, like, walked up to us and gave us a coupon at the restaurant and walked away. You know, it's like things like that can happen.
Right.
So it's about having a strong mindset. The second is online branding, because if you have a strong mindset and you're like, yeah, let's do this, you still need a strong presence, you know, because at the end of the day, you are a business. So having a strong online brand is super important. And then the third is networking, because networking is also really important. You need to be able to build relationships. I mean, that's how I've become as successful as I am, as connected as I am. It's just networking and building relationships and building a community and cross-promoting and collaboration and co-writing and just, like, working with people. And then the last one is just monetizing, which talks about how you can make money. There's a lot of different ways you can make money, but we focus on building you as a songwriter, building your songwriting team, performing and touring, and then being a social media ambassador and getting money from, like, different companies paying you when you have a certain amount of social media. Whether that's, like, sponsorship for, like, a guitar company or just, like, a fashion company, depending on the artist. So we do that, and we give them a Facebook group for group coaching as well. And my favorite part is just the community, because when people are in my program, I like to connect them to each other. So, like, I'll build songwriting teams. I'll find people that are in the same space and connect them to each other. I always kind of keep them in mind for, like, different opportunities I learn about, whether it's performing or a song contest or sing, like, the people in the community. I'm like, okay, like, they're priority to me, so I'm going to make sure that anytime I hear about things, I'm going to try to tell them about it. So it's more like a family.
Nice.
And just, like, a program.
Yeah, I think the community aspect is one that's really important. I run a group coaching program right now, and like you said, that's my favorite part of it. Because, you know, you get into video lessons, and it can be really easy, because I also run a YouTube channel, right? So it's very easy to give advice out and not really know if anyone's taking it to heart, if anyone's using it. Like, and you might see a few comments here and there, like, thank you, this was really helpful, or I did this with your advice, or whatever, right? But it's another to have a community of people, watch them grow, watch them talk to each other, watch them get excited about different opportunities that they have that they didn't have before. And I think it's really important for anyone who is looking to, you know, join a program, that there is some sort of community there. Because I think you learn better when there are other people in the classroom with you.
Yeah, absolutely. And even though this program, it's more about just, like, being on your own as far as, like, doing the worksheets and videos, the Facebook group is definitely a very big benefit, because, you know, you can go to them and say, like, okay, like, it's just, like, a great way to find other people to work with. Even if they're not doing the worksheets with you, it's important to have that support and be around like-minded people, because you are equal to the people that you're around.
Right.
So when you're not around, like, positive people, it's a lot harder to succeed.
Right. Now, you've got quite a few case studies on your website of artists that you've worked with and who have seen success. Can you talk about a couple of your favorite campaigns that you've helped with, or artists that you've found that you've been able to help connect with?
Sure. I think my favorite would be Ben Cole. He is an artist, and I got him signed to the label I do A&R for.
Nice.
So I'm really excited for him, and I think why he's going to be so successful is just because he's so grounded. He's not ego, you know, and he's so grateful for everything. And I think that's a really big key that people are missing a lot, too, is gratitude. So, yeah, I mean, I think he's going to be very successful as a songwriter, as an artist. He's super grounded. He's super humble. And he's super positive. And that is, like, huge keys for success, being positive, being grounded, being grateful, having great relationships with people, always saying thank you, always being kind, and he's super talented, of course.
Right.
So we're going to be launching his campaign soon in the next 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I will see what happens, but I have very strong faith that he will do really, really well. And the fact that he already got signed a distribution deal, I think, is an amazing start for him.
Definitely. Definitely. All right. So I want to get into a little bit of a lightning round.
A what?
A lightning round.
Lightning round.
So, yes.
Like super speed.
Yeah. Right.
All right. I'm ready.
All right. So what's your favorite song?
I really like Rolling in the Deep, Adele.
Okay. Who is your biggest inspiration?
I love Keri Cole. She's incredible. She's a really powerful voice coach and also has our development program, but I think it's on a different level than mine. I think everything I'm doing is more foundational, and hers is more like, you already have the songs, you already have this, like, it's just different. But she's amazing. Who else? I love Marie Folio. She's an incredible businesswoman, and she's just so positive and just so insightful. Basically, like, business coaches are, like, my biggest aspiration, but I love my parents, too. I think they're my heroes as well. They always taught me to give back to people. My mom always taught me to be positive. My dad always teaches me to be really, really careful with who you work with, but also to, like, give to charities and really go out of your way for people and build a strong community. And it's all about relationships, so... I would say both of them together have really helped shape me a lot.
Okay. What do you wish artists understood more about the music industry?
That it's not just about having fun. That it really is a business at the end of the day. And that's how the bigger companies view it. And so it is about numbers, and it is about knowing your target market and your analytics. And where you are in the industry, it's all really, really important. But at the same time, if you're not doing it because you love it, why are you doing it? You know, if you're doing it just to become famous, like, that's your only reason doing music, to just be famous, you can just do that. You can become famous on Instagram. You don't need to be an artist to be famous, you know. You could be on TikTok and be famous doing lip singing. You could be famous just doing modeling on Instagram, like, I would suggest people find a deeper reason to do music than being famous. It could be healing. It could be healing the world. It could be inspiring people. It could be empowering people. It could be just, you know, music heals people. Like, music's powerful. Like, when they do music, they don't understand. Some of them don't realize the impact it can have with their songs. You know, you could save lives with music. So... I would say to not do it just to be famous, you know. You might not even be happy if you're famous. You never know. Like, you think these things make you happy, but really it's about feeling good. So to do whatever you can to feel good is really the key to happiness.
Right. Now, I'm going to flip that. Now, what do you wish the greater music industry understood more about the artists?
That we're not robots, that we have emotions, that maybe to expect us not to sound perfect, you know, like, everything's auto-tune these days, everything's about perfection. So I think it'd be nice for the music industry to kind of realize that artists are not, they're not always necessarily the best business people, but they have so much talent, and it's, I guess, like helping them with that and like teaching them the business more.
Mm-hmm.
And also making them feel really comfortable, because you can make your best music when you're comfortable. I think when you have so much pressure on you, like get the song, then right now, it's a lot harder to be creative. So like really owning those creative spaces, but also the spiritual aspect, you know, that's like very important. I think that's definitely coming through more, especially now. I'm seeing it more and more with coaches and stuff. So like not, that it's not just about making money, you know, in the industry. It's really about making impact. So I would say that.
Gotcha. Okay, so outside of your own programs, what's the top book or podcast or YouTube video that's helped you or that's been a great resource for you in learning the music industry that you'd recommend to others?
One of them is Everything You Need to Know About the Music Business. I forgot the author, but anyway, that's like a very powerful book.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of information is in that. I would say also YouTube has so many resources. Marie Forleo is amazing. If you watch any of her videos about business in general, Carrie Cole is amazing. You know, it's just like going on YouTube and watching content, you know, it's just never ending. There's so many resources out there.
Definitely. All You Need to Know About the Music Business is by Donald Passman. And
yes,
that book,
that's what I was thinking.
That book gets mentioned by more than any other book by people on this show. I'd say a close second to that would be How to Make It in the New Music Business by Ari Herstand. And that book is fairly new, but I love it because it's written from the perspective of an independent musician. And I mean, Donald Passman's book is great for learning the traditional structure of the industry. But I think Ari does a great job of saying, okay, yes, you need to know some of this stuff, but right now, here's what you need to know to get started. And he just breaks it down in such easy terms. So I think every artist should have that book as well.
Oh my God. Yeah, absolutely. I love that book. I read that book in like a couple weeks. It was like amazing. I still need to go back and like look at it again, because there was so much information. So
right.
You can only kind of process so much at a time, but it's an incredible book. Highly recommend it.
Definitely. Yeah, I had to buy a couple of copies to loan out because I was recommending it so much. Now, again, I do want to make sure people know how to get in touch with you and how to join your program.
Sure.
So if you could just go ahead and shout out, you know, everything you've got going on and how people can get involved and stay in touch with you.
Okay, sure. So if you email me directly, I can send you a link to our free masterclass, which will give you a pretty good idea of how the program works. It's like an hour free class about mindset, networking, really amazing advice and worksheets and all that kind of stuff. So if they just email me at Danny, D-A-N-I, at D-A-N-I, Felt, F-E-L-T.com, so Danny at DannyFelt.com, I can send them that link. I also have a free Instagram course. I have Instagram. My Instagram is at Music Industry Mastery. My Facebook page is Danny Felt Consultant. My program is www.artistpluginprogram.com. My website is DannyFelt.com. So any of those, they can reach me at, and I'd love to speak with them. I can always send them my form to fill out as well to see if we're a good match to work one-on-one or for my program. So I'd love to hear from you guys, definitely.
Okay, great. Well, I will definitely make sure I link to all of those in the show notes. And we'll stay connected as well. I'm really excited.
Absolutely. I would love to stay connected with you. You are awesome.
Well, thanks again for agreeing to do this interview and for sharing your career story, your insights, and, you know, all of your resources with our audience. I know they appreciate it as well.
Absolutely. And I guess to close out, I just say, you know, make sure you're doing what you feel aligned to do. You know, if you if your manager is like, don't do this, and you feel like you really want to do it, maybe you should. You know, it's really about doing what your heart wants and what makes you feel happy. So I always tell people to remember that.
Definitely. And that is great parting advice.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks again to Dani for being on the show and being so candid about her experiences and her insight and for sharing these tips and resources with us. Now, of course, I did promise you a discount on Dani's program, the Artist Plug-In Program. So if you are still listening to this and you are interested in the coaching that Dani is referring to, then you can purchase the Artist Plug-In Program by going to artistpluginprogram.com. And you can save $50, 10% of the overall price, if you use the promo code IndieClub. That is my treat to you. For, you know, listening to the show, and she decided to, you know, extend that offer to you as our, as my audience. So I'm super grateful to her for that, for discounting that for you guys, just for being listeners to the show. So if you're interested in that, of course, again, that program, that promo code is Indie Club. That is IndieClub. So use that promo code. You'll get that $50 off the program. Now, again, this deal does expire on February 22nd. So you're going to want to make sure you go ahead and register as quickly as possible before that deal does expire. And again, thank you so much for listening to the end of this episode. And I will talk to you in another episode next week. Peace.